Welcome back, everybody. Tom and Charlie here talking about evidence-based wisdom. And in particular, this one, we're talking about wisdom and culture. And my approach to this would be really interesting. You know, we think something is wise because we're from, you know, England, the UK. Will other people from other cultures also think that behavior is wise or not? And so what have you found out on this whole topic?
Well, this is obviously something that comes up really early when you start talking to people about wisdom. They say it's a cultural phenomenon. Yeah. Surely it can't be something that can objectively be looked at because it will depend on the value systems of the different different societies. And it's a very, very valid point. And researchers haven't overlooked this at all. So in kind of early 1980s, a couple of researchers did a sort of a survey, shall we say, of the wisdom literature, looking at, you know, Book of Proverbs, the Greek philosophy, all that kind of thing. And, you know, across Eastern and Western cultures, and this is Clayton and Biren in 1980, and they found a few commonalities, again, which were that, you know, wisdom involves a quest to understand purpose in life. Okay, fair enough. A period of tutelage is necessary, so you need to be guided by someone. That's all cultures seem to think this, and time and life experience is necessary. So those are things that all the different models, different cultures always seem to agree on. So that's good. Zooming like right up to the present day, well, not quite the present day, turn of the century, there was some actual research that was done on people's modern day people's perspectives on wisdom rather than looking in the research. And Takahashi and Bordia, this is from 2000, and Yang from 2001, they started their research again with a little bit of a review of the literature, and they seem to be saying that the Western perspective on wisdom is quite intellectual, quite cognition based, whereas the Eastern perspective on wisdom doesn't neglect the cognition, but sort of keeps the emotional component in there as well. And it's about the balancing of those two things. So the Eastern seems to have a broader integrated kind of idea, more holistic approach. And Western, it seems to be more about, you know, it's basically about being quite smart. Yeah, so that seemed to be the initial findings
division.
But that wasn't from lab work. That was from a review.
Okay.
So they said, let's get some people into the lab. You know, and they got Australian, Americans, Indian and Japanese people in the 20s in, and they asked them to say how important are these qualities to your understanding of wisdom. And there were some similarities and there were some things that they disagreed quite strongly on. Similarities were, ironically, going back to our very first screencast series,
age
again. So people from all cultures seem to say wisdom comes with age. It's a strong sense.
Very interesting.
And the other element that was quite interesting was that from these different cultures, it was of the list of qualities for personal self-descriptors, wisdom was the most highly favoured.
So people wanted to see themselves as
more than anything
else. As wise, more than anything else, or be seen as
in these different cultures. So those were the similarities. The differences were kind of reflected what was said before about cognition. The Westerners seem to associate it more with being knowledgeable, and Easterners viewed it more as a sort of social competence. So it's more about harmony, more about, they spoke a lot about bringing harmony to the home. And what they specifically linked very strongly to wisdom, and this is the Eastern students, was they linked it to discretion. So the idea of
discretion, the better part of valor, in
what's that? How about that?
Oh, that's something to do with it's a military expression which comes in being brave and
Eastern military expression.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I mean, that's discretion is not a word you hear that often, but I remember picking that up on my travels through life. You know, discretion, and so maybe that it's not most well understood, but it was still known as an important part of being wise.
Yeah,
discretion. It seems more to be in the Eastern.
Yeah, absolutely. Tradition. In the Eastern, they showed a very strong association between the idea of wisdom and discretion. Yeah. Whereas the Western students, it was the least important descriptor to wisdom from their perspective.
I think discretion is important. You know, does my bum look big in this? The question that you get asked for your girlfriend or partner or wife or whatever.
It's a wise response to that.
Yeah, the discretion is going to win in that one, isn't it?
Okay. All right. So that was quite a stark distinction. So essentially we're looking at that confirmed this idea. Westerners tend to view it as cognitive, largely.
This is lab-based.
This is lab-based. And Easterners viewed it as more a sort of a social element and about, discretion.
Good. Interesting.
I think there is quite an interesting little tangent here about some other research done in 2007, which looked at they asked people, I think it's Japanese, I can't remember off the top of my head. They asked Eastern culture and Western culture participants, if you could choose what emotion you would most like to have, what would you have? And in the Eastern respondents, it was about serenity.
Yeah.
And in the Western respondents, it was about excitement.
Interesting.
Which then ties in quite interestingly to this idea about aging. In the West, we tend to sort of celebrate youth because it's an exciting period. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the East, they tend to have a reverence for age. Mm. And that kind of fits in with
serenity, tranquility, calmness, balance.
So that's quite an interesting link, I think.
That is very interesting. Anything else on this culture? Anything that's kind of unusual? Now, obviously, evidencebasedwisdom.com, you can find all this stuff in deeper treatments. But anything else?
I mean, one thing that I think is of note is we've looked at the differences. And there are some definitely. But what seems to be really striking is the similarities more than the differences. So there's a researcher at the University of California who was trying to do some research into the neural basis of wisdom. So which areas of the brain are active when we're behaving wisely. And he wanted to do a sort of literary review, a historical survey of what we're talking about when we're talking about wisdom. And he actually went all the way back to sort of Indian Hindu scripts. And he found that that lots of different wisdom frameworks throughout history and across different geographical regions are very similar. Mm. And he postulated from this, why are they so similar when the cultures are so different? Maybe there's a biological basis for this. So that kind of gave him a little bit of encouragement to pursue that line. So that's interesting, isn't it? That it there might be cultural differences and cultural tweaks, but if it's biologically based, then they'll be more in common than different.
Love it. Okay. So that's the concept of wisdom and culture. I'm always fascinated by things that bring us closer together than we might have expected, you know, as humans. So that's interesting, this concept that there may well be a neurological basis for wisdom itself that transcends all the cultural differences.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, a lot of research is being done on that at the moment.
Fantastic. Thanks for that.